listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Landon coming at you live from the studio this morning for Lifeline Ministry. Praise God, it's so good to be here. I'm looking here for my little cheat sheet so I can call out all these call letters and things. And all right, real quick, I like to always start with prayer. This program is called Lifeline. The purpose is it's a lifeline for you. It's for me too, believe it or not. When I preach, it saves me. I can't explain it. It's hard. I ain't going to try. Studying the word, staying in the word, speaking the word, proclaiming the word, coming with authority, giving verbal commands of the word is just, oh, it's just wonderful for me. So I don't know what it does for y'all, but it does a whole lot for me. So I hope it does the same for you. The program's called Lifeline. It's basically a chance for you to call up here and change your life. You can change your life. You can get things handled in your life. We can reach into the heavenlies and have things happen for you. And I'm going to explain that as I teach this. It's not like I'm somebody special with some special heavenly thing. We all have this available. I just took it. I don't know what y'all did with it, but I jumped on the bandwagon and took it serious, let God come into my life. We have a great relationship. We have a good communication. I can get some things done. But you can too. You can too. You got to take it serious. Number one checkpoint for that. How much time do you spend a day in the Word? That'll tell you what you'll receive from God when you pray. Let's start being blunt about this stuff. That'll tell you what to expect from God when you pray. You spend no time with God? I mean, there's not too much point unless you just throw up a Hail Mary and He has some awesome favor for you. The first prayer you need to pray, to be honest, is Lord, save me. Lord, I'm sorry. Jesus, I apologize. I do believe you went to that cross, and I do believe you went to that grave, and I actually believe the Spirit came down and rose you up, and that's why you defeated death, hell, and the grave. So with that being said, Lord, forgive me. Now you can petition Him with what you want. Now you can talk to Him. The first time you say those words and mean it from your heart, right away, the Father, there is angels rejoicing in heaven. The Father is welcoming you into His arms. You've become a son or daughter to Him. Now you can talk to Him and get things done. So anyway, we're going to teach you how to do this morning. I got to roll because this teaching is just crucial. This is so important. It's unreal. I love this thing. Listen, during the broadcast, if you need to call up here, though, because you can't interrupt. No matter how good the teaching is, you're what's important. The teaching is very important, but the person's more important. So if you want to call up and say, hey, Landon, I'm done. I need Christ. I understand what you're saying, man. I understand what you're saying. Let me be the first to call and say, give me Jesus. I really need some changes in my life. I'm tired of living in the natural realm only and being influenced by all the natural things going on around me. I need the Spirit to come in, and I need to be born again brand new, just like I came from my mother in the natural. I need God to now bring His Spirit down, put it in me, and me to be born again by the Spirit and start yielding to His call, what He says, where He tells me to go. I know I have to drink milk at first because I've never actually, just because I accepted Christ, I've been saved to go to heaven when I die. But I've not been walking with the Spirit or communicating with the Spirit. I don't have a conversation with God through the Spirit. I don't hear from God through the Spirit. I have no spiritual activity in my life. So I want God to come and birth me new. I'm going to ask Him to make me new, God, by Your Spirit. Bring Your Holy Spirit down. Pour Him upon me, in me. Let the kingdom of heaven be within me, like it says in Luke. And let me begin to walk in Your ways and hear Your voice and commune with You and be in fellowship with You, like the Garden of Eden. You came and brought the Spirit that I can have that restored. Please restore that in me, Lord, so that we can fellowship. Now, if you do that, hey, man, you can take care of anything. You can take care of all the things that go on in the heavenly places, which is what controls what's going on in the natural. I'm going to teach you some good stuff. But here, call up when you're ready, man. If you need Christ, if I'm teaching this, you're like, I need in. I want in. I want Christ now. 221-1100. If you're out of town, it's 888-221-8990. So you got 221-1100. I need God. I need prayer. I need. When you need things from the heavenly, you call here. I'll try to help you. I'm just the go-between, all right? But, hey, you need someone to intercede for you. Toll free, 888-221-8990. Call anybody anywhere. Tell them, pull us up online right now. It's WCNO. WCNO.com. Thing comes up, go to the official site and just click live broadcast. They can listen anywhere on the planet right now through live broadcast. If you miss it, we are on demand, same thing. Click on demand, little calendar pops up. Obviously, pick Saturday at 8:30 in the morning and pick the program that's called Lifeline. Okay, you got it? Thank you, thank you. I love you. Listen, we got to pray. I always got to put God on the throne. You don't want Landon on the throne. You want God on the throne. Same thing when you're doing something in your life. Put God on the throne before you start to deal with the situation, with your wife, with your children, with your kid, with the school. Stop and do something like this. I'm going to pray because I'm about to preach on the radio. So I'm going to pray according to what I'm about to do. But if I was dealing with the school board from all my kids' behalf, I'd have a different prayer. You see what I'm saying? Before you do anything, you put God on the throne. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We're so grateful to be here before you. We're so grateful to hear your voice and teach your word. Lord, right now, open the hearts of every single listener. Make people that have never listened, listen. Make people that hadn't turned the radio on in years just have the unction to turn it on. Somebody on the computer just happens to click on the thing. It goes to WCNO. Get people tuned into what you have to say this morning. Please, Father, open our hearts, open our minds. We need nourishment from the word. We need to be replenished by your spirit. Please, Lord, open us up to receive from you now. Father, I yield my mind, I yield my lips and my tongue to you. Please let no natural thoughts come into me. Please send angels right now to help me to penetrate anything from the kingdom of darkness that may try to come in as a thought or as an anything. We want to annihilate Satan, and we want to yield my mind, I yield my instrument, I yield my tongue to you. That Holy Spirit, you have your way with everything, that the word come forth in truth and power by your spirit, untainted by any other source. We thank you for this prayer, and we love you, Jesus. Amen. Here's what we got this morning. Get your Bible. Get to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1. I want to show you some things here, some real profound truths in the Word of God. Now, listen, at the end of this broadcast, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you the call letters to find us, and I want to give you an address to sow into this ministry. So if you want to sow into the ministry, in case you have to go to work and you only got two more minutes, you can't tune back in, Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. We'll go through all that at the end. Let's teach the Word of God right now. Paul, this is what Paul says. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Now follow me now, Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Same thing for you now. We're going to get in there. We're going to break this down. To the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you. Now listen to what he's offering you. This is phenomenal. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a heck of a deal right there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. What now, Landon? We should what? We should be holy and without blame before him. This is how you do it. In love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Having predestinated us. This thing is so good. It just gets me crazy, man. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. According to the good pleasure of his will. Notice it's all him now. I'm trying to point that out as I read so you can see that this has nothing to do with you. It takes all the pressure off. Jump in, man. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he, see, it's all him. He did this for you. If you don't accept this, you don't have very good business sense. I just got to tell you, it's a great offer. He hath made us accepted. Okay? To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom, here we go, Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood. What does that mean? The forgiveness of sins. According to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and in all prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Now, let me say that again. Wherein he hath abounded towards us. So it means God has abundantly provided towards us in all wisdom. This is crucial, man. If there's one thing we lack, it's wisdom. If you don't believe me, look at the world. I won't go into that. I won't start bashing things on the air. Look at the world. We need wisdom. wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. In himself. You don't control the plan of God. Your good decision, your bad decision, or your in-between decision doesn't thwart the plan of God. The amount of time you spend praying or don't pray or doing the right or doing the wrong, you don't affect the plan of God. What you affect is the ability for this plan to be put into operation here on this earth. If you don't jump on board, you're not allowing God to flow. God needs a vessel to bring the good news through. So let's just look at this. We're going to mimic this. I want to read this to us. In your mind, I want you to think, I need to mimic that. What's that? You need to mimic Paul here. Okay, mimic Paul. Paul says, Paul, an apostle, this is someone who learns or sits under. Now, Paul uses this term this way in this particular instance. He says, I am an ambassador of the gospel. I've been commissioned to spread the good news. That's what it means in this particular text. He's saying, I am commissioned to spread the good news of Jesus Christ by the will of God. It's God's will that this happen to me. To the saints, so he's going to talk to those who are morally trying to be pure. Okay, he's going to talk to those who are going to church, those who are actually attending church, and have a desire to become holy, have a desire to be sacred, a desire to be morally pure in this unpure world. Okay, he says, to the saints which are at Stuart, Port St. Lucie, Jensen Beach, then he calls it Ephesus. Sorry, guys, I'm sitting under the air. It's getting in my throat. So I rebuke that too in the name of Jesus, which are at Ephesus. So he's talking to the saints which attend church. So he says, I'm going to talk to those people trying to be morally pure that are going to church and to the faithful. He says, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Okay? Grace be to you. Now listen to what he says now. And notice he says, in Christ Jesus. Once again, I always emphasize this. If you're not in Christ, that means you're following his teachings, you're reading his word, and you're asking the Spirit to give you the revelation of the understanding of the principles and the precepts he's given you to apply in your life. You have to do that because the power of God, the Spirit of God is so powerful, your flesh can't handle it. You will flake out and become one of those they talk about. Oh, I remember when he used to this and he used to that. Now look at him. You know what I mean? You won't last. You got to be rooted in the ground and in Christ and stay in Christ. Christ will keep your feet on solid ground. He'll keep you on the rock so your house won't be torn down like a house is built on the sand. He'll actually make you stand in the ways of God. But you got to stay rooted in Christ. That's a different teaching, but trust me on that. If not, look at your Bible and find it. That's what you need to do. That's even better. Now, Ephesians 1:3. So it says, grace be to you. Check this out. Now, let's just go back to 1:2 real quick. Grace be to you. So whatever grace is, he says, let grace come to you. I want grace to be to you. I want it to be a part of you. Now, when you look that word up, it means to be overly gracious towards God because of this reason, especially the divine influence upon your heart. That's what it says in the Greek. So we got grace, which is you being super grateful to God because he has allowed his Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost, same person, some call it one, some call it the other. I like Holy Ghost. I'm a King James man, so I'm going to use Holy Ghost. God has sent, when Jesus rose up there to the right hand of the Father after he defeated death, hell, and the grave, came out of that grave a new man, a spirit being, I mean, just empowered, like he never went there, come out alive by the power of God, rose to the right hand with power, and gave you the same spirit. He doesn't use it up. He come here, he did his 3.5 years, he walked as a flesh man. The Spirit led him into all things. He had all power. He healed all sickness. He did all these things because the Spirit did all the work. He got his divine influence upon the heart, and he got it right. He got his level of communication with God right. He talked to God. God talked to him. The Spirit told him what to do, told him what to say. He obeyed the word he heard, and he obeyed the command it gave, and therefore miracles happened. Things came forth because he was totally influenced by the Spirit and did what it said. Now, your grace is that you need to be unreal gratitude towards God because he has given you that same Holy Spirit, that same Holy Ghost. And if you look at him in the Greek, it says exactly these words, especially the divine influence upon your heart, not your blood pump, upon your innermost being. the thing that controls your every level of thought and activity. Because you're going to have the thought first, then you're going to put it into action. And it comes from your innermost desire. The ones that do really crazy stuff, it comes from their innermost desire. The ones that achieve big things in life, the guy that built the Eiffel Tower, all these great structures, it came from their innermost desire, and it manifests because they obeyed that innermost desire. Well, God's trying to offer you this in the spirit realm to control things in his kingdom, which will be a great benefit for him and for you. And for you. So grace, the divine influence upon your heart, and its reflection on your life. Ha ha ha. You need to write this stuff, and that's good stuff. To you. And then he says, okay, also to you, peace. So when you get the divine influence upon your heart from God, when you have the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost starting to reveal things to you, guide you, teach you, and train you, you're getting direct truth from the throne room, the comforter's walking with you hand in hand, now you have peace, he says. Grace be to you and peace. What does that mean? Peace is a rest in your mind and to be set at one again. So inside yourself, you will now obtain peace and you'll be set at one again. I don't care what's wrong with you. I don't care if you keep losing weight and can't stop. I don't care if you got headaches. I don't care if you got some other disease. You'll be the grace, the divine influence upon you, the power that's in that grace from God, that's in that Holy Spirit from God, will come in with such a floodgate, it'll set you at rest again. It'll set you at one again. And it is from God. Notice he says grace and peace from God and our Father. All right. And the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, because God the Father orchestrated this plan from the very beginning. He is the deity, the supreme being of all things. And he says, and Jesus Christ, because he came as the spotless lamb. See, back in the day when you had to do a sacrifice on the altar, you wouldn't give God your old lamb that was crippled, had a lame this, the lamb was missing a tail. You take that to the altar and offer that to God. That is disrespectful. You wouldn't even think about doing that. Not if you want blessing on your family and blessing on your crops and blessing on your sheep, blessing on your cattle. You need to give God, because God gives that to you. He made everything healthy for you. He gave you the vegetation then. He gave you the animals, which is still now. We just gotten so far off that track of thinking. They knew in whence their provisions came from. So they would give God the absolute best of their flock, the spotless lamb, no blemish, the absolute cream of the crop, top dollar lamb, they'd offer that on the altar to God because they knew who God was. They had respect for God. So now Jesus, he says, you know, grace and peace to you now, divine influence upon your heart, and I'm going to set you at one again from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, because he came as that spotless lamb, never yielded to temptation when he was here in the flesh. Otherwise, he couldn't have done it. He went to the cross for you and I, shed that blood, rose again on the third day. He took care of all business for you to be able to enter into the kingdom and have these spiritual blessings. Now, Jesus said to Nicodemus, listen, unless you receive my Holy Ghost, unless you receive the Spirit, you can't even see the kingdom of heaven, nor can you enter in. So this is very important that you get that this grace that God's offering you is the fact that he'll, if you accept his Son, he will give you his Spirit living in you to control and guide your everything and give you the power to be able to handle things. Now listen, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. This is a power-packed statement. I'm going to have to move through it quick because of time. And let me stop for a second and say, you are welcome to call. Time's always something we battle in life. It's just the way it is. Man set time in motion a long time ago. God's not about time. And I'd like to come to your church and teach this. I can really teach this if you give me some time. How's that? That was a pretty funny one. Listen, 221-1100. If you need God, don't miss out. 221-1100, 888-221-8990. So he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. God invoked a benediction upon you. In other words, this word who's blessed us, God bestowed a blessing of utterance towards you. God uttered from his mouth, and the word of God is what everything obeys in this universe. His word sets everything in motion, made the world from the very foundation. So when he said, this is what I'm going to do for man, he put that in action. Now, here's the thing. Everything knows your order. Everything knows your calling. Everything knows the power available to you through the Spirit God has offered to you. You're the only creature he's offered this plan to. The devil knows it. The world knows it. The trees know it. The birds know it. You don't know it. You need to know who you are. He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us. He's invoked a benediction upon us. In other words, he bestowed a blessing verbally with a command from his mouth to us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He did it with all how much? all. That's everything. That's any and everything this whole world contains. So realize that. There's nothing you lack. Now, the spiritual blessing word, the spiritual means supernatural. When you look it up, it means supernatural. So God bestowed a benediction upon you verbally with his command, and we know the word of God cannot return unto him void. So anything stopping you is you, what I'm trying to show you this morning, with all and everything this world contains and the world after, anything. He gave you power over all things by the supernatural, there's by his spirit. So it says, who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. When you get the next word, blessings, this is going to blow your mind. In the Greek, it means fine speaking or elegance of language. See, we think, well, God going to bless me. Man, I'm going to get that new 300 I want, because I want a 300, but that's another story. You know, that's not what God means. It's better than that. It's bigger than that. If you get this, you get hands on this, you can have the 300 or the whatever else it is you want. He said he's blessed you with all supernatural fine speaking and elegance of language. Then it says adoration or benediction. See, this is so you can speak to God, you can adore him properly, you can worship him properly. And now notice the next thing it says after Christ Jesus, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Why in heavenly places? So you can get the job done. The battle is fought in the heavenly places. If you'll look at, what is it, Ephesians 6? Let me flip there real quick. We're getting slim on time. But it says, Paul says, listen, as far as spiritual warfare, he says, look, man, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against and defeat the wiles of the devil, the trickery and all the junk he brings at you. You can defeat it. He says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Now, it's your battle. You're looking at things in the natural, and you're dead wrong. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, let me read this verse. Check this out. Okay? Now, he said this, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us. He spoke a benediction over us now. He ordained this with his word that gives us all power in the supernatural with fine language and elegant language in heavenly places in Christ. Now, you can go in there now that you've taken the grace of God, the divine influence on your heart. That divine influence will tell you what to say, tell you how to say it, and tell you how to deal with it. So if you'll listen to the voice of God through the Holy Spirit and do what he tells you, he will take you right into the heavenly places to do battle in the spiritual realm and control your natural world. The natural world is controlled by the Spirit of God. The reason we have no effects, we're not willing to do this. We're not willing to yield ourselves to God. We're not willing to take the Spirit within us and listen to what he says and obey his commands. Obedience is worth more than sacrifice, the Lord said. Here's the reason why. Now that you have the Holy Spirit in you, right? And you will obey. God wants to talk. Once you get this, listen, once you take that grace that I told you about, the divine influence upon your heart, God can now speak to you. You will hear his voice. The reason you don't understand what I'm telling you, going, Landon, that's crazy. I've heard people talk that junk before. Okay. 1 Corinthians 2, I think it is. It says, the natural man understandeth not the things of the Spirit of God. He cannot understand them because they're spiritually discerned. So if you'll accept the grace, the divine influence upon your heart from God, let God start speaking to you and training you in all things, here's what will happen. Now that divine influence or that Holy Ghost will show you things to come. He'll train you in the things of God. He'll take of mine. Matter of fact, Jesus said, listen, here's what he'll do. If you look over in John, I think it's 16. He says, he'll take of mine and show it you. Oh, check this out. Let's just go there. That John's too good. We got to look it up. Give me my Bible. Here we go. John. We go to John. He says, howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, that's what he's talking about, that grace. I'm going to rise from this grave, and I'm going to show you guys I really am who I say. I'm the Messiah. When I rise from the dead, you'll see that I defeated death, hell, and the grave. The three things we battle in this life, the three things we fear. We fear death, we fear hell, and we fear that grave. That's a lie from the enemy, by the way. I don't have time for that teaching, man. Bring me to your church. I'll teach you some stuff. Check it out. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. That's the first thing he's going to do. He shall not speak of himself. So he's speaking to you real clear here. But whatsoever he shall hear me say, that will he speak to you. And he will show you things to come. Look it up for yourself. John 16:13. You need to know this. So now he says, okay, according as he's chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. See what I mean? That's the importance of this plan. God chose us before the foundation of the world. You can't mess it up. But you can choose to not be a part of it. You'll live in the natural. You'll suffer every sickness, every disease. This world will beat the mess out of you, and you'll blame God for it. That we should be holy and without him. I mean, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. All right, ready? The next verse, 1:5 of Ephesians, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. This is what you need to get today. God, before the foundation of the world, he predetermined that he wanted to adopt you as his personal son and personal daughter according to the good pleasure of his will. It pleases him. Listen to this scripture. According to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? To the praise, right? To the praise of the apparent dignity of his divine influence upon your heart. It's going to be obvious. You're going to speak different, talk different. Everything in your life will be different than the natural man's life. You need to get this grace, which is the divine influence upon your heart from God. Start to hear from him. Start to talk to him. Let him start telling you what to do and obey his commands. Fill yourself with the word of God so that when he speaks to you, you'll understand what he's talking about. You got to know the language of heaven. You got to get in your Bible and know that Bible. Know that Bible wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Here's the best part. We're going to do two more verses. We've got to wind it up. Please pay attention. Please read Ephesians 1 this week. I challenge you. So to the praise of the glory of his grace, to the praise of that unreal favor he has where he put his Holy Spirit in us, wherein he's made us accepted now in the beloved. This is the dearly loved of God. This is the children, the sons and daughters. Okay, that's who you are now. In whom we have redemption through his blood. What does that mean? The forgiveness of sin. According to the riches of his grace, according to the riches of that spirit. That spirit so rich, man, you need to get the spirit in you and you'll see. You'll see. The riches never end. Wherein he has abounded towards us. God has abundantly supplied this towards you in all, this is where I want to end, in all wisdom. You need that. Wisdom means spiritual wisdom. So when you take on the Holy Spirit within you, God abundantly supplies towards you all things concerning the spirit and the wisdom and prudence. Prudence means moral insight. So when he says he'll show you things to come, he means it. He'll give you spiritual wisdom and moral insight. Now you can get the job done. He'll not only tell you what to do, he'll show you what's coming. He'll tell you how to handle it. He'll tell you how to pray for it. He'll tell you how to speak to it and move that mountain out of your life. Now I got plenty of good teaching. I want to come to your church and teach you this stuff. You need to contact me. It is trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com, trylifeline@gmail.com, trylifeline@gmail.com. It's not too late to call here. God wants to do miraculous things in your life. You have to let him. It's your faith that moves mountains. 2211100. So don't be talking nothing. If you're not willing to get on board, then you got nothing to say. 2211100. I'm just trying to be real with you, man. 888-221-8990. Now you listen, you're going to sow into this ministry this week. Okay? It's a time where God does want to bless people. He's not going to bless you for disobedience. I'm going to poke you and prod you. You got to start somewhere. Send 10, send 20, send 1,000, send 10 grand. It doesn't matter. Whatever you feel God puts on your heart, you need to reach out and do something in the kingdom. So I'll give you your step. Here's your first step. Sow your seed. Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. What I'm doing for you is trying to bless you. You might not see it. It might seem like I need money. I really don't. God takes care of me pretty daggone good. He's a good father, and you'd see that if you do what I'm telling you. But if you will be obedient enough to reach into your personal life and go, God, I love money a lot, but you know what? I'm going to sow $50 into this ministry. I am. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because I want to start crucifying my flesh. My flesh wants to hold on to it. I'm going to let it go in your name so I can start to live. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I'll see you next Saturday. I love you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.